Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Hey. We begin five lines down from the top, and we're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Irving S. Horowitz, Yitzchok Shmuel, Reb Levi HaLevi. All the shams we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. So we begin five lines down from the top, Hey Mun Aleph. Yesterday at the end of the share, we had three shitos as to how long a Nazir Olam is allowed to go before we consider that it's machbid, his hair is too heavy on him, and he's allowed to be makel, he's allowed to lighten the load, he's allowed to trim his hair. So we had the first, the shita of Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, who said that it's a 12-month period of time, and he learned it out from Rav Shalom. We had the shita of Rav Noroi, who said that it's a 30-day period of time, and he learns it out from the Kohanim, that go and take a haircut once every 30 days, and not allowed to be Megadel Pera. And then we had the Shita of Rav Yossi, who said every week, because the B'nai Melachim, the kings and the princes, they would go take a haircut every Erev Shabbos. And these are the three basic Shitas for a Nazir Olam. Now, I just explained a little bit why each Shita is the way it is, but the Gemara is going to delve into this a little bit more. Again, five lines from the top, Hey Oman Aleph, with the words, Mai Taima de Rebbe, the first Shita that you're allowed as a Nazir Olam to only trim your hair once a year, that is the Shita of Rebbe. Why? What's his reasoning? My time of the Rebbe. So the Gemara tells us, and we had learned this yesterday, but here the Gemara now goes into a little bit more detail. Yolef mi bote arichoma. There is a din that when a person sells a house in a walled city, that he has up to 1 year to go and get the house back. In other words, if he changes his mind 6 months into this, says, I miss my house, I want it back. If it's a house in a bote arichoma, he has the right to force the buyer to sell it back to him. Obviously, he'll have to have paid for the 6 months that he used it in this situation, but the din is that the original owner, up to 1 year, in a Bate Arichoma house inside a walled city, has the right to demand that the buyer sell it back to him. And therefore, we learn now from Bate Arichoma, from the din of Bate Arichoma, where it said the word Yomim there, to the din of a Nazir Olam, where it also says the word Yomim. Yolef mi bati arichoma, and that is the rationale for Rebbe. So Gemara says, Vor Rebbe hu di amar ein yomim pechusim mishnayim. But wait a second, in that same din of bati arichoma, it said that the purchaser doesn't have to give it back within the first 2 days, that only beyond 2 days. Sometimes right after the person sells the property, he's charota, and he says, oh, I want to get it back. So within the first 48 hours, the first 2 days, he doesn't have the right to go and take back the property. Beyond that, however, beyond 2 days, within that first year, the person who sold it does have the right in a house that was in a arechoma, a bate arechoma, he does have the right to get it back. So Rebbe himself was the one that said 2 days. So why doesn't Rebbe say that the yomim that it's mentioned by Bati Arichoma is referring to 2 days? And therefore, as the top Tosus tells us, En Yomim Pchus Mishnayim, the Dorish Mi Yomim Tiye Gula. So it says, Yomim, there will be at least 2 days before there could be a potential redemption. Shein Hamocha Yocho Ligo Bipachos Mishne Yomim. That the one who sold it cannot retract that sale and get his property back, get the house back within the first 2 days. So therefore, Hochonami, why don't we say here too, the Bechol Beis Yomim Yakel Sorrow, that every 2 days the Nazir Olam is allowed to take a little trim? So the Gemara says that can't be the answer. Now we go back to the Gemara. Hai Gzeira Shava Mishum Kovet Gomir. The whole point of Rebbe's Gzeira Shava that we have between Bati Arichoma and the Nazir Olam is because it was Hichbid Sorrow. His hair became too heavy for him. And Ubishnei Yomim, and in 2 days, Leka Kovet. So while technically you could say that the comparison to Bate Arichoma could be 2 days or a year, since we're comparing it for Hichbid Sorrow, his hair became too heavy, nobody's hair becomes too heavy after 2 days of growth. You take a haircut, you don't need another haircut 2 days later. So therefore, that can't be Hichbid Sorrow. And therefore, as Tosus continues, and he says, in that same Dibra Matzah on the third line, Umishani, the Bebeis Yomim Leka Kovet, Umistama Lo Niskabel Gzerushava Ahani. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense that the Gzerushava of Yomim Yomim should be talking about 2 days. Ella what? Ella Mimashmos, the Yomim, since there is this Gzerushava of Yomim, the Hainu Shana, which is the year that you're allowed to go and retract the sale, Tiagula. So, Shegoal Achre Beis Yomim Kolashana, that after 2 days, up until a year, is when this period of time of redemption Geula, does the original owner have to get back his property? As it says, Kedusiv Basrei, Vim lo yigoel ad milos lo shono tmima. If he doesn't, if the seller doesn't buy it back within that first year, then it belongs permanently to the purchaser. Alba, the kol hashana goes. So we see there that the yomim that it says by bati yerachom is referring to a year, and Rebbe makes that comparison, the gzeirah shava, to yomim by nazir olam. Mora continues to question Rebbe and says, okay, maybe u'emor beis shanim. Wait, we have another pasuk that is a two-year period of time where it uses the word yamin. Where is that? The pasuk tells us by the famous story of Paro, v'hi miket shnosayim yamin. It tells us that when Paro woke up from his dream, this dream occurred, v'hi miket shnosayim yamin. It was 2 years after the Yosef had interpreted the dreams of the Sarah Mashkin and the Sarah Ofer in jail. So therefore, this Miket Shnosayim Yomim, Yomim is 2 years. Shnosayim Yomim, 2 years. So why don't we say that only a Nazir Olam can cut his hair once every 2 years, not every 1 year as from Bati Arichoma. So the Gemara says, no, Donin Yomim She'eni Mohem Shanim, Miyomim She'eni Mohem Shanim, it makes more sense to make the Gzeir Shava by Yomim, where it says by Bati Arichoma, which doesn't have the word Shana connected to it, it just says Yomim, and to compare that to Nazir Olam, which just has the word Yomim connected to it, and not Shanim, rather than making the comparison, the Gzeir Shava, V'ayochich, Zeh She'esh Imo Shanim, to something that doesn't have the word Shanim there. So by Paro's dream, V'himi Ket Shnosayim Yomim, Paro Cholein, so in that situation, it said Shnosayim Yomim. And by Nazir Olam, it doesn't say Shnosayim Yomim. So therefore, it makes more sense to make the Gzeir Shava Yomim Yomim to Bati Arichoma rather than to Mahimiket Shnosayim Yomim by Paro's dream. Now, Gzeir Shava can be not the exact words. So as the Gemara will explain in a few moments, I'll say it over here now, you always want to make the Gzeir Shava in the best possible way that you can. So it makes more sense to do Yomim Yomim rather than doing Shnosayim Yomim to Yomim. I will point out that Rav Shapta Shlita would explain how Gzeir Shavas work, and he would say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chazal basically that there are a certain number of Gzeir Shavas, but he didn't necessarily tell us every single one, and some of them had to be darshened out. Some of them were mesoris that we had, and therefore not all the Tanoim always agreed on every single Gzeir Shava, and that's why we had the Gemara can question what was the Gzeir Shava here. We knew we had a Kabbalah that there was a Gzeir Shava here with the word Yomim to Nazir Olam, but La Dafka that we know which one it was the Gzeir Shava to, and therefore we can darshen it out in this fashion and say this is the more preferable way to darshen the Gzeir Shava. In any event, the Gemara says that is the a reason why Rebbe says it's a year and not 2 years. Gemara says, but then we have a word yomim. If you're telling me Gzeir Shava, the Ema Lamin Yom, we have the word yomim written in regards to a 30-day period of time, the Siv Ad Chodesh Yomim. This is in regard to Klai Yisrael Nebuch complaining in the Midbar that they wanted meat. And Hashem said, okay, you want meat? I'll give you meat. And he gave them not 1 day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but he gave them a month's worth of meat. Ad Chodesh Yomim. You're going to stuff yourself on this meat. You're going to be sorry you asked for this meat. So it says, Ad Chodesh Yomim. So maybe the Nazir should be able to be Mekel, can lighten his hair, can go and trim his hair once a month. Therefore, maybe that's the Gzeir Shava Yomim to Ad Chodesh Yomim. So again, it says the word Chodesh Yomim over here. So the Gemara says, no, if you have a choice of comparing Yomim to Yomim versus Yomim to Chodesh Yomim, makes more sense to compare the din of Nazir Olam to the din of Bati Arichoma, where the wording is exact. Don in Yomim, She'eni Mohem Chodashim. Mi Yomim, She'eni Mohem Chodashim. It makes more sense to compare that Gzeir Shava of Nazir Olam to Bati Arichoma, rather than doing this Gzeir Shava to Ad Chodesh Yomim, because it has the word Chodesh with it, Sheish Imo Chodashim. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a second, the Eima Mehocha, we still have one other possibility to make this Gzeir Shava not to Ari Bati Choma. What can we say here? There is a pasuk in regard to Yiftach and his daughter. We know that Yiftach was victorious in battle, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever comes first out of my house, I will bring as a carbon to you. And it was a mistake. The Gemara elsewhere tells us that this was a mistake for him to say such a shvua, a rash shvua, because who knows what would come out. And in fact, his daughter came out. And therefore, his daughter obviously could be brought as a carbon, but she was locked away. One understanding is what happened to her is that she was locked away, and they would visit her, miyomim yomima. Right, so the pasuk there says miyomim yomima v'gomer. So they would visit her miyomim yomima. Now that seems to imply that they would go visit her every 3 months, because We darshan out that they visited her four times a year. As you see in Tosos, Diba Machl Tilachdo, Benos Yisrael, that they went to visit her, Lisnos Levas Yiftach Dalid Yom Vashana, four times during the year, and we're presuming that they went on a perfectly equal basis. So every 3 months they would go visit her. That's after the first 3 months, that's one, second 3 months, two, third 3 months, three, fourth 3 months is four. So therefore, why don't we darshan out that a Nazir Hichbit Saro means a Nazir Olam is allowed to take a haircut every 3 months, at the conclusion of 3 months. Because it says Yomim Yomima there, so let's make this Eri Shava from Nazir Olam Yomim to Yomim Yomima that it says by Yivtach's daughter. So the Gemara says, no, again, Donin Yomim Mi Yomim, then Donin Yomim Mi Yomima. Here we have Yomima. It says Yomim Yomima, and not just Yomim. So therefore, it's preferable to make this Eri Shava to Nazir Olam to Bate Ari Choma rather than Nazir Olam to Yivtach's daughter. Gemara says that doesn't go with the rules of Gzeri Shava. Umay Nav Kamina. Really, this question could be asked with all of these, not just on the last one, but we'll focus the question on the last one, as I alluded to at the beginning. It really goes on all of them. Why are you having a problem comparing non-exact words by Gzeri Shava? That you said, oh, you can't compare Yomim to Yomim Yomima. We didn't compare Yomim to Chodesh Yomim, Shnosayim Yomim. We couldn't compare it to anything but Bate Ori Choma. That's not the way Gzeri Shavas work. You learn the Beis Medrash Rishmol. Beis Medrash Rishmol is what we say every morning. Tonadir Rishmol, Shosh Yomidah, Tonadir Rishmol, so Mikav Chomim is Gzeri Shava. So it teaches us Gzeri Shava. And in that Beis Medrash, they taught the rules of Gzeri Shava, the Shava Kohen of Akohen. There's a very, very famous Gzeri Shava where the words aren't even the same. It says, Vishav and bought in Dinim of Tzoras, which we're not going to go into right now, what exactly the Gzeri Shava was, but we have a comparison entering the house and leaving the house, and it says, Vishav HaKohen, the Kohen will return to the house, and has the same Dinim as Uba HaKohen, when the Kohen comes back to the house. So therefore, in this situation, we see that the Gzeri Shava was Shav and Ba. They're not even the same word. So that's an acceptable Gzeri Shava. Again, why do you have to say that it has to be Yomim to Yomim? Why can't it be Yomim to Yomim Yomim, or Chodesh Yomim, or Shnosayim Yomim? So therefore, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia, it's the same idea, and the Gzeri Shava actually works, even though the words aren't the same. So certainly, if the words are similar, it should be able to work. So the Gemara gives the following teretz. This is the first teretz that we give as to why we don't care about Yomim Yomima, and this applies really to all of them. Hani Mili, when do we say that you can use a Gzeri Shava, Vishav HaKohen, Uba HaKohen, even totally different words, and certainly words that are not exactly the same? Hecho Deleko Dedomile, that's when you have no other choice. We know that there's a Gzeri Shava over here. We have Aloch L'Moshe Nisinai, that there's a Gzeri Shava over here, and there is no identical word. So then you can even use a Gzeri Shava where it's not the same word, Shava HaKohen, Uba HaKohen. However, when you have the opportunity to use the same word, when you have Yomim compared to Yomim, by Bate Ori Chom, it says Yomim. By Nazir Olam, it says Yomim. So then, if you have an exact comparison, that's always preferable. Hechel de'iko de'domile, that's the way you want to compare it. Mi de'domile yafina, then compare it exactly, and don't use Yomim Yomima to Yomim, if you have a choice of Yomim to Yomim. That's teretz number one. More says, Ika Diame, another teretz that we could give why specifically we don't use Yomim Yomima to say that the Nazir Olam could loosen his hair, lighten his load, trim his hair every 3 months is because Ika Diame, you could explain it in a different fashion. We just said, we brought down the Tosos that they went four times a year, and we said, Mistama, they went every 3 months. So who says that? And the Gemara says, Mino Yadinon dechol tloso yarchin chad zimna. Who says that the four times they went was exactly evenly split? They went after 3 months, after 6 months, after 9 months, after 12 months. Who says? Dilma, maybe. The first time they visited her, Arba Zimni Bishata, they visited her four times during the year, but the first one was, we delete the words inami, Arba Yarchin Chad Zimna. The first time they went after 4 months. No, the second time they went train yarchin, they went after 2 months. And then the next time, who says they went 3 months? They maybe went again 4 months and then 2 months. Or it could be any combination to come up with visits of four times per year. As Tosu says, in that same Diba Telakda, Umishani, 4 lines into Tosu, he says, Mino Yadinan, the Mechalkin Hashana Bishove. Who says that they divided it up equally every 3 months? Therefore, the Pasuk doesn't tell us that. So therefore, we can't darshan out every 3 months because it's a variable. It could be sometimes 2 months, sometimes 3 months, sometimes 4 months. And therefore, the only possible Gzeri Shava that we could really have is done in Nazir Olam to Bate Ari Chomer. Fine, that's Rebbe's reasoning. Good. Now we go to the next sheet, which is Rebbe Noroi. Rebbe Noroi, Omer, Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. Rebbe Noroi's sheet was you cut your hair, the Nazir Olam is allowed to cut his hair, loosen his hair, trim his hair once every 30 days. What's his reasoning? So we already explained that. We're not going to really add anything to it. My time agabi kohanim. What's the reasoning? We're just explaining the reasoning here, why a Kohen has to take his hair cut once every 30 days, a regular Kohen, not talking about the Kohen Gadol, but a regular Kohen takes a haircut once every 30 days because he's not allowed to be Megadol Pera, so Bishum De'ika Kovet, that's considered something significant. 30 days growth is considered something significant, that it's inappropriate for a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedjot, to go that long without taking a haircut. So too, the Kovet, the too much hair, so to say, that's applicable to a Nazir Olam, that he's allowed to lighten the load, trim his hair, Hochanami Ika Kovet. So we say that 30 days constitutes a Kovet, and therefore the Nazir Olam is also allowed to go and take haircut every 30 days. Fine, that's Rebbe Nohoroi's reasoning. The third sheet was Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi Omer Megalech, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, that a Nazir Olam is allowed to take a haircut every Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "My Ika Benei Lishar Achoi." So we said that this is based upon Avshalom. So Avshalom is the paradigm of a Nazir Olam. So according to this reasoning of Rav Yossi, every prince, every king takes a haircut every Erev Shabbos. So why is Avshalom any different than his other princes, his brothers, and other kings? So it seems to be there's something unique and special about Avshalom. Based upon Rav Yossi's reasoning, Avshalom is no different than anybody else. So what does it have to do with Nazir Olam? Every prince takes a haircut once a week. So the Gemara says, a nafkamina would be Yontif Shechol Yos B'Emtz Shabbos. If you have a Yontif that comes out on a Tuesday, so the Yontif is on a Tuesday, all the other princes, all the other B'nai Melachim, they would take a haircut on Monday afternoon for the Tuesday Yontif. Da'achoi Megalchin, his brothers go and take a haircut on Monday afternoon. But he, since he's a Nazir Olam, hu lo megaleach, he doesn't go and take a haircut on Monday afternoon. He's only allowed to take it once a week. That's one nafkamina between Avshalom and the other B'nai Melachim. Second possible nafkamina, the two mutually contradictory nafkaminas. Another nafkamina would be inami legaluche min tzapra demale shabbato. Can he take a haircut on Friday morning? So all the other princes, when they're preparing for Shabbos, could take a haircut Friday morning. They want to go take a haircut early in the morning, make sure they're prepared well in time for Shabbos. However, Avshalom is a Nazir Olam, can't take a haircut first thing in the morning. He first has to bring the Korbanos Taglachas, as we said, when the Nazir Olam is Mekel Saro, so he has to bring the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatos that a regular Nazir brings at the conclusion of his Naziris. So the Nazir Olam, every time he cuts his hair, also has to bring these three Korbanos. So therefore, he can't go take a haircut early Friday morning. Achoi Megalchim. However, Iu lo Megaleach ad Panya. So his brothers knew 8 o'clock in the morning, they come back from shul, they go take a haircut, prepare for Shabbos. He goes to the Beis HaMikdash and brings his korbanos. And at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, he's then able to finally finish bringing all his korbanos. He takes his haircut then. So another nafkamina would be between Avshalom and his brothers is at the time on Friday morning that they would be allowed, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, they would be allowed to take a haircut. The other Melachim could take it early Friday morning. He would have to take it more panya in the afternoon because he's busy bringing his korbanos early in the morning. Now the Gemara goes and just questions one last thing, that we compared Nazir Olam, the din by Avshalom, to the din of Nazir Olam all the time. So we had brought down the pasuk where it said that it was after 40 years. So what does it mean after 40 years? We brought down at the end of Dalet Amud Beis, the pasuk, Vahimi Ketz Arboim Shana, it was after 40 years that Avshalom goes and tells his father, Yom HaShem Ala Melech, he tells his father David, El Chana Vashalimis Nidri Asher Nodarti LaShem B'Chevron. He says, I want to fulfill my neder, which we had pointed out was Stam Neder is Naziris. So it was after a 40-year period of time that he says, I want to go and fulfill my neder. What exactly was this 40-year period of time? Where does the clock start that he says it was after 40 years? That's the Gemara's question now. Hani Arboim Shana Mai Avidetayu. What's it 40 years from? Bahimi Kates Arboim Shana. 40 years from what? So Rav Noroi tells us, Omer Mishum Rishua, in the name of Yeshua, that it was 40 years after the Jewish people first asked for a king. Kates, at the conclusion, Mem Shana Sheshalu Lohem Melech. It was 40 years to the day from the time that the Jewish people asked Shmuel HaNavi, put upon us a king. Tana, we learn in the Braisa, it says, Oso Shana Sheshalu Lohem Melech, that year that the Jewish people first asked Shmuel HaNavi to go and put a king upon them, That was he, it was Shnas Eser L'Shmuel HaRamati. It was the 10th year of Shmuel's 12-year reign as the Shofet of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Mefarish here and Tosos, Dibra Maskul, Kanimem Shono Lomai, go through in detail how you calculate this. We'll look inside the Tosos a little bit shorter, and we'll say that the Lek Lemem Lemem Shono Lemalchus Beis David, it's not 40 years from the start of Malchus Beis David, because Malchus Beis David only lasted 40 years, and the rebellion of Avshalom was a couple of years before the conclusion of Malchus Beis David, because the Oz Morad Avshalom rebelled against David HaMelech, not at the last year of his life. The Mashma Kroy, based upon Psukim, the Hoya Melech Heishonim, Acher Maisazet, he still was a king for 5 years after the rebellion of Avshalom, and therefore, and we know that 5 years, that Gimel Shalrov, there were 3 years of the famine, the Echad Shimon Yisrael, 1 year that caused the famine, that was the year that he did the census of Kai Yisrael, he counted Kai Yisrael, and there was one additional year, the Echad Shehemid Mishmaros, he set up the Mishmaros. So that's 5 years that we know events occurred after the merit of Avshalom. So it can't be 40 years from the start of David's reign, because there wasn't that period of time, there was 5 years off. So what is it? So Rav Noroi tells the name of Yeshua, it was the Miketz Mem Shana Shasholhem Melech. How do you get that? She Mardu B'malcho Shel Olam. The Jewish people should have been very happy with Shmuel HaNavi, but instead they rebelled. And that Mardus over here told him Mardus Avshalom Mishay Lossam. Since Avshalom rebelled, and the Jewish people rebelled, so to say, against Shmuel HaNavi, so therefore we tied one to the other. As the word tells us, it was the 10th year of Shmuel's reign when they asked for a king. It was in the half of the 11th year that they appointed Shaul HaMelech to be the king. And Shaul was the king for 2.5 years. So so it's now 4 years after they asked it when Shaul HaMelech is no longer the king. 1.5 years till he's appointed, and then 2.5 years reigning. So again, here we have Hare Dalid Shonim, L'Shela, from the time that they asked, U'betchilat Slamed Vav, L'malchus Beis David, he, so 36 more years is at the beginning of the 36th year of Malchus Beis David, Shnas Mem L'Shela, which is 40 years from the time that they asked it. So therefore, we have enough time to have the events that occurred after Avshalom's rebellion to David HaMelech, before David HaMelech's Patira at the end of his 40-year reign. Okay, so that's how we have this for him. He Kates, Mem Shana, Arbaim Shana. So therefore, that is the comparison. Why Bedavka Avshalom, Nazir Olam, to the time from the start of the asking for a king? It's because both of them were rebellions. We have the wonderful Shmuel HaNavi. We shouldn't have been asking for a king. It was a rebellion, so to say. And therefore, we time Avshalom's rebellion from the rebellion of Klal Yisrael against Shmuel HaNavi. Okay, next Mishnah. I believe this is the shortest Mishnah in all of Shas. And the person has nothing to do, and he wants the Chazer Mishnayis in his head. So, Chazer this Mishnah. Stam Nezirus, Lamed Yom. The Stam Nezirus, when a person takes upon himself a Nezirus without specifying the time, so the minimal amount of time that you can be a Nazir is 30 days. Now, we'll discuss, does that mean 30 days, and the Korbanos are brought on day 31, or does it mean that the Korbanos are brought on day 30? We'll see this is a Machlokas in the Gemara. So, Stam Nezirus Lamed Yom, we have the well-known din, this is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that when a person takes upon himself a Stam Nezirus without specifying the amount of time, Are Hareini Nazir, the person says, so then, in that situation, it's going to be for a minimum of 30 days. If he specifies he wants it to be more than that, then he can, but if he doesn't specify, it's 30 days. Now, Minohani Mili, where do we know this? So we're going to have two answers that are given over here, Rav Masna and Bar Pada, and both of them, their reasonings are in Asmachta. There's a very important rush over here, so we'll look at it right now. It's about 8-10 lines down in the rush from the end of the regular size lines in the rush, and he says that we have here a very important idea. The Gemara Gemire law, in fact, the din of Stam Nezirus Lamed Yom is a din that we had a Kabbalah. This is a halach l'moshe b'sinai. The asmechuha ahoch gematria, and we'll have the first opinion of Ramasa that it's a gematria, and we'll have the second opinion of Barpada that it's dealing with the counting, how many times it says the word nazir or neder in the Torah, and this is not one of the yud gimel midos. The lo mi yud gimel midos hi, shatori nidreshes behen. We say it, we just brought down every morning, turn to the Rishmol, that there are Yod Gimel Mido, Shatori Nidrashes Behem, neither of these two methodologies, Gematria or the total number of times that something is mentioned in the Torah, is a valid drosha. The rabbis said this is a great way to remind ourselves of what the din is, and they had these asmachtas, these allusions, these ideas that will help you remember what the din is, but that's not how you learn out the din. Rav Shechter Shlita would always say that you can never learn out a din from a gematria. It's a beautiful idea. It's parperis l'tori. It's like eating a four spice. It's eating an appetizer to make you get more excited about Torah. Gematrias are wonderful. At the same time, you can never learn out a din. It's not one of the methodologies of darshining the Torah. Having said that, Rav Masna gives us some gematria to remind us of what the din is. Stam nazir islam and yomis. He says, I'm Rav Masna, I'm a kral. We have the famous pasuk that tells us, ko yimei neder nizro, tar lo yavor al rosho, ad milos hayomim, asher yazir l'ashem, kadosh yihyeh, gadel pera sa'ar rosho. So it says, kadosh yihyeh. So this Yihyeh, Yud is 10, Hey is 5, Yud is 10, Hey is 5, 2 tens, 2 fives is 30, Yeh begematria tlosin havu. It adds up to 30, and this is the asmachta to the din of Stam Nazir Islamit Yom. That's Rav Masna. But Pada has a different type of methodology to having a smachta here. He says, Bar Pada Omar, Kineged Nazir, Nizro, the words Nazir or Nizro that are written in the Torah, Amurim B'Torah, and these words are found 30 times, and it's lamed, but chaser achas. It's really 29. Where do they get the 30 from? So the Mefarish actually lists all 30, and he points out it's really at the end of Dibra Masel Bar Pada Omar, he says, you have over here really 29, because one of them, Nezer Elokov, the word Nezer would be counted in the times that it mentions the words Nazir or Nizro in the Torah, Nazir Elokov. However, Loka Choshev, you can't count that. Lefisha Eino Loshon Naziris. That's not using the word Nazir Elokov in the Loshon of Naziris. El Loshon HaTorah, it's a crown. Kamoa Targum, as the Targum explains. So therefore, while it mentions it 30 times, we only have 29 times that it deals with Naziris. So that's the 30 minus 1. Lamed Choser Achas. So we have that reasoning from Bar Pada. Again, both of them are Asmachtas. New Gemara says, Rav Masna, Nami Nelef Minozir Nizro. Why doesn't Rav Masna, who gave us the Gematria, like the darshing out the total number of times it says Nazir Nizro in the Torah? What was he having against that? So on my law, so Rav Masna would say, no, how Ludrasha? Those words of Nazir or Nizro, they're each used each time to give you some sort of a drasha. And he gives two examples that we just had in the Gemara yesterday. We had Miyayin Vishaycho Yazir, so that was to teach us Lesser Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Rishus. That was teaching us if a person says Hareini Nazir, even though he had made a Shvua that he was going to have wine, so the Naziris negates that prior Shvua. Lesser Yayin Mitzvah, even Yayin Mitzvah, he's obligated by his Shvua to drink that wine. Nevertheless, we don't let him drink that wine, just like he's not allowed to have optional Rishus type of a wine. So that was a drasha that we needed the word Miyayin Vishaycher. So therefore, that Yazir was needed. It's not extra that you can count it up to a total of 29 times. Similarly, Kiyafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir. So that was also drasha to teach us Malami Chenaziris Chol Al Naziris, that if a person takes a vow not to drink wine, so even though there was some wine that was already forbidden to him, so the Naziris is still chal on that. So you needed that for the drasha. So therefore, these are both drashos, and therefore, well, maybe not all of them are drashos, since some of them are drashos, you can't count them up and say these are, so to say, extra words in teaching us this asmachta. That's why Rav Masna doesn't like Bar Pada's day. We turn to Heyomid Beis. The obvious question is, what does Bar Pada do with that? That seems like a good negation of his shita, for Bar Pada. What does he do with the fact that some of these words are needed for drashos? So he tells you very simply, Amalach, Lekko Chad Minhon, Delav LeDrasha. What, every one of these 29 is a drasha? Some of them are not drashas. Ella, therefore, Midahahu LeMinyana, since some of them aren't drashas and can be used for the count, so therefore, Kulu Nami LeMinyana, even those that have a drasha, can be used for the total count for this as an asmachta. So idea he's saying here that since some of them aren't essential, so therefore, we can use them to count up and have this as an asmacht. Fine, that's Bar Pada's response to Rav Masna's question on his shita. No, we still have questions. Tanan, we learned a very short Mishnah. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. So that works out very well. Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha, because it's 30 days. Hell, Bar Pada should only be 29 days. Kasha, there's only 29. 30 minus 1. So he doesn't seem to go in accord with our Mishnah. So Amalech Bapadah, Bapadah says, no. I go perfectly well in accord with the Mishnah. I did the Ika Yom Tlosin. Yes, on the 30th day, you're allowed to go and end your Naziris by bringing your Karbanos and doing your Taglachas. That takes time. I did the Ika Yom Tlosin, the Megaleach, you have to first cut your hair, and then you bring your three Karbanos, the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatas, who may be Karbanosav. So therefore, you can't go and drink wine yet until the conclusion of those 30 days. And therefore, your Naziris really doesn't end after 29 days. It really takes almost the full 30th day to go and bring all your Karbanos. As you see in Tosos, Diba Masul Tinan, a few lines into this Tosos, he says, Mushani, the answer that the Gemara is giving in the name of Bar Pada, Kivan de Iko Yom Tlosid de Bagaleach, Umaisa Karbanos, the Osso Lishtos Biyain, until he finishes his Taglachas and brings his Karbanos. And that we'll have a discussion later on. Which of the Karbanos is the one that allows him to drink wine? Is it one or is it all of them? A specific one. In any event, he has to bring his Karbanos before he can drink his wine. Bilitami lemesim, and now to permit him to be mitami to mesim, he has to never go to a funeral. So it's only Achimevi Karbanosab. So therefore, Mishum Hochi, we say in our Mishnah, Tani, Tlosin Yomim, the Moshe HaNaziris at Tlosin Yomim, because the Naziris practically goes well into the 30th day. L'chadchila, Yev Shalavi Kabonasav, B'chavtes, you can't go L'chadchila and bring your Kabonas on the 29th day. Afilu Bar Pada, even according to Bar Pada, El B'yom Shloshim, he says he had to have 29 full days. So you can only start bringing him on the 30th day, and it takes time. And therefore, that's what he agrees with our Mishnah. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Practically, you're not drinking wine. You're not being with Tanya Lemesim until well into almost the conclusion of the 30th day. So there's no problem with our Mishnah saying Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. And therefore, Mishum Hachi, Tana Shloshim. Fine. We asked more questions tonight. We learned in a Mishnah. Now we're going to have a whole series of questions. We're not going to go through all of them today. We're not even going to get through the full first one today. But we have a series of questions from Mishnayos that are upcoming in the Gemara. So we learn in the Gemara. This will be on Daf Tes Zayin. It says there, Tanan, Misha Omar, Harin Nazir. If a person says, I accept upon myself Naziris. So, Megaleach Yom Shloshim the Echad. It tells us that the normal period of time of Naziris is full 30 days, and you go and cut your hair and bring your Karbanos on day 31. Now, that works out great according to Rav Masna. Bishlom Rav Masna Nicha. He says the Gematria is 30, Tiyah, that's my Asmachta, Yiyah rather, and that's the Gematria of 30, and therefore on day 31, you go and complete your Naziris by doing the Taglachas and the Karbanos. Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha works out very well according to Rav Masna. But Bar Pada says it's only 29 days. Ela Bar Pada Kasha, why aren't you doing the Taglachas and the Karbanos on day 30? The Mishnah Beferish says on day 31. So the Gemara says, what? You think Rav Masna has no problems? Bar Pada is the only one with problems. In fact, this Mishnah goes in accord with Bar Pada and it's going to be a Kasha on Rav Masna. Unlike Bar Pada, Bar Pada says, what? Keep on reading the Mishnah. Don't stop. Aim a safer. Scroll down. Read the rest of the Mishnah. It says, Im gilach liyom shloshim, but bid the evet, if instead of doing it l'chatchilo on day 31, you did it on day 30, yiyotza, absolutely okay. So, wait a second. This is a perfectly good raya to Bar Pada, because Bar Pada says it should be done on day 30. Rav Masna says it should be done on day 31. So the Seifa is El Seifa Messiah to Bar Pada, and is in fact a Kasha on Rav Masna. Aye, the Reisha, that was a Kasha on Bar Pada. He says Reisha is Nasik Omer Shleiman. It's as if the person said Shleiman. And therefore, in the Reisha, when it says that you go take the haircut on day 31, even Bar Pada would agree to that, because the guy said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. So then, in that situation, you're going to be Megaleach on day 31. But in another situation, if you were to be Megaleach on day 30, it would be acceptable, because the Etzem Din is only 29 days. So that Mishnah on Daf Tes Zayin is actually a riot to Bar Pada, not a Kash on Bar Pada, and it's actually a question on Rav Masna. So, Gemara asks, well, Rav Masna, Kasha Seifa, how does he deal with the Seifa? The Seifa is a Kasha on his Shita of 30 days, and then on day 31. Here it says on day 30, you can absolutely do it. So the Gemara points out a very important difference between Rav Masna and Bar Pada now, and it says, Rav Masna holds Kosovar Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. He says that part of the day counts as the full day. So yes, you're supposed to do the entire full day. So that's what we normally do it on day 31. But bottom line is, if you did it on day 30, we count day 30 as being completed by being part of day 30. we have the same idea. People are very familiar, Nebuch, with the Shiva. When a person is sitting Shiva, so he gets up in the morning of the seventh day. We say, Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So too over here, by the Naziris, we are allowed to say, according to Rav Masna, Mixas Hayom Kekulo. So we can count day 30 as being completed, and he could bring his korbanos, Bidyavid, on day 30. He should bring them on day 31. But Bidyavid, we say, Mixas Hayom Kekulo, and he could bring them on day 30. So therefore, the Mishnah is not a kasha on Rav Masna. Bar Pada obviously doesn't hold that. Bar Pada doesn't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo, otherwise be able to bring it on day 29. So therefore, we have here another side machlokas between Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Do we or do we not say Mixas Hayom Kekulo in regards to Naziris? Continuing with that series of Mishnayos later in the Masechta Tanan, it says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, if a person accepts upon himself in Naziris for 30 days, so Im Gilach Yom Lamid Lo Yotza, it says, Beferish, if he goes and takes a haircut on day 30, he's not Yotze. Now, that is certainly going against what we just said. The Rav Masna holds that Mixas Hayom Kekulo. According to Bar Pada, it's not a problem. He says, I'm going to be Nazir for 30 days. So even though you could be a Nazir for 29 days, here he says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days. And Bar Pada doesn't hold Mixas Hayom Kekulo. And therefore, if he says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, and he shaves on day 30, does his Korbanos on day 30, it's not good. So Bar Pada, perfectly in accord with that Mishnah. But according to Rav Masna, that you should say Mixas Hayom Kekulo, why does that Mishnah say that if you did the taglachas and the korbanos on day 30 of your 30-day Naziris, lo yotza, we should say Mixas Hayom Kekulo? So how does Rav Masna answer that? So the Gemara says, but Omer Shleiman, because here the person said, I want to be a Nazir for the full 30 days. And even Rav Masna agrees that you can't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo if that's not what the person said. If he said Stam 30 days, so then that would be acceptable. But here he said, I want to be a Nazir for 30 full days. And therefore, even Rav Masna would say you don't want to apply Mixas Hayom Kekulo in that scenario. Tanan, another Mishnah later in the Masechta, also on Daf Tezayin. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we learn over there, if a person accepts upon himself two consecutive Naziruses, Misha Nazir, Beis Naziris, he says, I'm going to be a Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. And they're going to be one right after the other. So he has to complete the first Naziris, bring his do his taglachas, bring his korbanos, the Ola Shlomo Lechatas, and then he starts his second Naziris. So what does he do? Bottom line, practically, the Mishnah there tells us, Megaleach es harishona yom lamed v'echad. He does the first taglachas and bringing of his korbanos on day 31. Right, Stam Naziris is 30 days, so he does the Naziris for 30 days, and then on day 31, he brings his taglachas, does his taglachas, and brings his korbanos. Oh, exactly like Rav Masna, it's going to be a kasha on Bar Pada. Then the Mishnah there continues, Vashnia, the second one, Liyom Shishim V'yechot, he goes and brings the does the taglachas and brings the korbanos for the second Naziris on day 61. Now, this works out great according to Rav Masna, Bishlam or Rav Masna Nicha. The first one is done on day 31 because that's the right time to do it. Then day 31, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo also starts as day one of the second Naziris. After he brings, does his taglachas, brings his korbanos, so he's still on day 31. Now he starts his second Naziris. That day 31 is also day one of the next Naziris. So therefore, on day 60, he concludes the 30 days of his second Naziris, and on day 61, he does his second taglachas and the second bringing of the korbanos. Ah, bishlam, Rav Masnicha. It works out very, very well for Rav Masna. We turn to Vavam and Aleph. However, Elul Bapada Kasha, it's a big problem for Bapada. Why doesn't he do the first taglachas on day 30? And then the second taglachas should be a day earlier as well. So Amalek Bar Pada, so Bar Pada would answer to you, keep on reading the Mishnah. You always stop too early, Bar Pada says. And Masefa, keep on reading. That Mishnah says, but Im Gilach Hes Rishon Liom Shloshim, if you in fact did the first Taglachas of day 30, a Yotze, Migaleach Hes Hashniyah Liom Shishim, and then you count day 30 as the conclusion of the first Naziris, and then you start counting the next Naziris on day 31, and Migaleach Hes Hashniyah Liom Shishim, on the 29th day, you finish your Naziris, and on the 60th day, which would be the second 30 days, you can do your taglachas as well. Oh, that works out perfectly according to me, Bar Pada says. So therefore, El Seifa Masayile, the Seifa is a raya to Bar Pada. And again, what does he do about the Reisha? The Reisha seems to be a kasha to him. He says, Reisha, but Omer Shleiman. He said, I'm taking myself the full 30-day Naziris, and he does that for the first and second Naziris. So therefore, Bar Pada agrees to that when he says, a full 30 days, then it's 30 days, but Stam is 29. So this Mishnah is actually fully in accord with Bar Pata. Many of you might be saying, but we already asked this question, and the Rush asked that. We already asked and answered this in the previous case. So the Rush tells us in the Tab Dibra Masro, about 5-6 lines into it, he says, Urcha de Talmuda, it's the normal way of the Shas, Bekama Duchti, in many places, the Paruch Mikama Mishnayis, that we'll ask the same question from different Mishnayis, even though we know the answer. I was explained this by my Rabbeim, that basically the Shas wasn't all put together on the same day. So one year they asked the Beis Medrash this way, next year they asked the Beis Medrash this way, and when they put it all together, so they asked each of these Shilas on them, even though we already say we know the answer. So in any event, we're asking the same question that we did a minute ago. This seems to be in support of Bar Pada, and is in fact a Kasha on Rav Masna. Ula Rav Masna, the Gemara therefore says, it's a Kasha. So the Gemara says Kasha Seifa. So Amalek Rav Masna, Rav Masna would explain it the same way he did a minute ago. Kidi Ketani Seifa, as the Seifa says, Yom Shloshim Olu L'Kan L'Kan. That's because day 30 is Mixas Yom Kikulo, and that's why Bidyevet, it could be that you do the Taglachas on day 30, because we say you completed it on day 30, and therefore Mixas Yom Kikulo. Ideally, you should have done on day 31, but after the fact, it is acceptable on day 30. Now, why? Mahi, what's this based upon? Mixes Yom Kikulo. So, Amr's Chodosim, you already taught this to us. So, again, the Gemara says, Maldatame, I might have thought that with one Taglachas, we say, Mixes Yom Kikulo, but not with two. Hani Mili, Linyan Chodin Naziris, with one Naziris, we'll say this. But, Avul Shtay Naziris Lo, therefore, Kamash Vulon, that this applies not only in the case one time that we say Mixes Yom Kikulo, but you can say twice on the same case, Mixes Yom Kikulo, and that is acceptable. So, therefore, it's not a Kasha on Rav Masna, and we'll continue this discussion, this back and forth between those Mishnayis later in the and trying to figure out how Rav Masna and Bar Pada would answer up those questions from the Mishnayis. But this is a good breakpoint, and with this we conclude today's share.